The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, I've come in from the garden long enough to do a radio show for the next couple of hours here on GCN and Talk Network and all over the pleeping planet. How do you say that without cussing? Right? This planet is filled with some strange stuff. Strange people, maybe I'm one of them. But for now, the strange people that are joining us, actually all the time, they typically are those that empower you with real information, that bring the power to heal back to you in so many ways, on so many levels. And that's what keeps this thing going. Because we're not trying to take away anybody's power. We're not trying to lie about movies, pretend that they weren't good or that no one saw them when they really were seen. And that's almost where we got to go. But first of all, Super D, you in the house, Super Don? You got your ears on?
I'm here. Yes, sir.
Okay. You actually did like an 8-minute segment, in addition, a bonus segment for the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's up on SoundCloud about a Truth Barrier article from Celia Farber, which was really good. And I have to say, Super D, I can now go take a nap. You got it covered.
No.
Yes, you do.
No. You are Batman. I am Robin. It will always be that way.
Yeah, but what if I want to go back out to the garden a little early?
Yeah, sorry. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Not going to do it.
Can't do it. Yeah. But, you know, a great article that she put out there that it's a great example of how the media will put a spin or a slant on a situation with a definite agenda behind it. And I really enjoyed it, and it sparked a stream of consciousness, so I just had to lay down a track there this morning on that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Like I said, y'all listen to it. Hopefully it's linked up in the show notes soon as Captain Morgan's putting them together, her millennial bad self. We appreciate that. And we are joined right now at the top of the show, because why should we wait? She's Celia Farber. She's awesome, and she's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, Celia.
Oh, I love your introductions. I love you. Hi, Robert.
See, the vitamin L is already flowing. I can take a nap now. You and Super Don, take it away.
No.
Listen,
no. We have to keep ourselves in high spirits when we discuss the media, right?
We do, actually. That's why I love digging in the manure in the garden. It reminds me, that's actually better than most of the media, the stuff I'm digging in out back. The reality is, you know, the Vax, the movie, it opened. And we've been talking to some folks. I have an old friend that goes back to high school. She went to one of the screenings. She was on fire after seeing that thing. I mean, I just like couldn't get a word in edgewise. She was so fired up about what was there. And she didn't even stick around for the Q&A afterwards. So I'm just pleased about how this really is stimulating outrage in some circles. At the very least, serious discussion and consideration for things that the old media has said, no, it's not real, it's phony, it's fake. In fact, hardly anybody even went to see that movie.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The quality you just described in your friend, that's what's happening here. I've seen it now. I've actually seen it 3 times. And people are reacting. It's more than a movie. It's more than a documentary. I was just on the phone with Polly Tommy, who stars in the film, and who is one of the producers of the film, and Polly was on. Do you remember? Of course, you do. You remember the Hear This Well campaign?
Of course, yeah. We were hashtagging it out big time too.
Yeah, of course you were. Well, it was of course Polly who started that, and she's so fantastic. And I called her just thinking, oh, I was going to go on your show and just catch up and see what's going on, if there's anything new. We only had a couple of minutes to talk. No huge different news since the last time I spoke to them, maybe the other day. But she said something that fits in exactly with what you just said. She said, you know, because I was fixating like I tend to do, the media. And she said, you know, the autism-affected community is having such a response of enormous relief, and there's another word I'm looking for beyond relief. She said we've had people on their knees crying, sobbing, just saying thank you, because all these years they've been told they're crazy, even by within their own families, everything, you know. So, and that got me thinking, well, why do we think that everything is for the media or about the media or about what the media thinks? You know, even I think that way, even though I know how corrupt and awful they are. Do you know what I mean?
It's sort of like, I do. I mean, we tend to out-create the old media and have for many years. I never paid attention because I was never, for whatever reason, my road to this healing path in media didn't go through the mainstream at all. It kind of did a bypass. I did a mainstream media bypass. And because of that, I wasn't devastated, attacked, and injured in the way so many of my friends, including what you've gone through, what Liam Sheff has gone through, and
yeah,
others.
It's like a big, abusive, I was going to say husband. I suppose it could be a wife, too. But, no, I think I came out of more or less mainstream media, and now I'm slowly realizing how I've been in this relationship to it. I'm exiting that. I'm changing it now. Faster and faster every day. But there's still that part of me and that part of so many of us that want their approval at some level, like even when we say we don't. It's sort of like it didn't happen until they said it happened.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's not a good place to be, because then we are subject to their manipulation, subject to their disappointment. Lucy taking the football away from Charlie Brown every time. Although there's evidence that this is, you know, the walls are cracking. We saw Bob Wright from Autism Speaks, not an organization I've ever been a big fan of because of their basic removal of vaccines from the equation. And now he's acknowledging the issues with vaccine safety. He's mentioned the Bush administration and the Obama administration, all the way up to the White House, stopped his ideas, if you will, his proposals for vaccine safety implementation, you know, at CDC. And so there's some interesting things happening.
Staggering. I can't wait to get on that story. I just, you know, as we all did, say what? And he named names, you know, Valerie Jarrett. What are we going to do about that investigation? That's a big investigation. This is what's so frustrating. This should, there should be 10 editors and investigative teams in New York fighting over that story right now.
Absolutely.
Fighting over it, you know, to be the first to break it. But
Celia, I want to ask you something about that, though, real quick, because he mentioned that the Bush administration didn't want to do it because they were worried about media backlash. I thought that was an interesting thing. And this could go to the Hegelian dialectic between left and right. In this case, the left has been very worshipful of big pharma and vaccines, more so than the political right. And perhaps they were worried that they were going to get trashed by that side of the equation in the media. And it's different than what perhaps Valerie Jarrett's excuse was. But I want to get your take on that.
I'm so glad you brought that up. That's exactly what fascinated me as well. I thought about it and it hit me. Oh my God, the government is now saying that it is afraid of the media.
Hmm.
Right?
Yes.
The government is saying we're afraid of the media. In other words, it feels to me like the media has morphed into, it's like it has a whole new life of its own, and everybody's afraid of it. And we talk about the fourth estate and all of that, but we always assume that the media are lapdogs to the government, and that they're funded by pharma. And we sort of believed that we had the dynamic more or less figured out, but that quote, that whole interview makes it sound like if there's a quasi, you know, an unofficial tyranny, it's actually the media itself, not even the government. Do you know, is that right? I mean,
it's it is. It's fascinating to consider that their concern was not because the media would uncover a scandal, but literally would paint them as evil heathens who want to harm children for questioning the safety of vaccines, and that would be at
right.
the White
it's
House
like,
level.
So the media has the whip, right? The media has the whip. The media is the schoolmaster or the angry nun or the furious father coming home. Who's going to get a beating? It's just bizarre. It's like our biggest problem as a society is becoming, it's like the media. And it's gotten so power drunk. And it's not just that it's power drunk, it's that it's really enjoying, like dictators do. We often say we've never had a proper dictator in the United States, which is historically true, like so many other countries have. But it's almost like our press is becoming our dictator.
Right. Well, if we look at the press and what it's wielding a war based on the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Not, this is not a Pentagon war. This literally is going back to IG Farben. We've witnessed the manifestations of the breakup of that and what has transpired today, and that the media is so beholden to them because of the money that flows through them that it's not even an option to question it. And Cheryl Atkinson hasn't even
used it. What I'm saying is, as we all know, money can flow through something, and that doesn't make that something, you know, passionate, malignant. Like, they become something else beyond the money.
Mm.
It's like, I read some of these articles like that came out the same night, the first one came out that Vax premiered, the movie Vax that we're talking about, and it's like they can't wait to just beat somebody up, to just go pow, pow. It's violent, you know? It's not just, yeah, I know who's buttering my bread and I'm going to say the right thing. It's got like this extra dimension of cruelty to it now.
These are the serial abusers. These are the ones in the psychological test when they realized there were no repercussions to their activity. They ramped up the electricity that they were shocking or thought they were shocking the experimented on. And this is what's happening here. Celia, can you hang out with us till the bottom of the hour?
Of course I can.
All right. Celia Farber is with us, truthbarrier.com. Check out her articles. They're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got amazing, amazing stories, including the fact that I was right again about fat, even in milk. It's good for you. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hope to see all y'all up in Toronto, Canada this weekend at Total Health. And please, bring some warm blankets. I'm not ready for that cold weather. Celia Farber warms my heart every time she's on. Not often enough, of course. She does extraordinary work at truthbarrier.com. Latest article in the notes at robertscottbell.com. And Celia, you know, you've been dealing with these media I don't want to say people because in many ways they behave as if they're just rabid dogs that love to hurt other people.
Yeah, that's right. I work on the perfect word. My best word for them is I call them pods, and pods not from the invasion of the body snatchers. It's much worse than that. I'm going to write an essay or a book about this at some point because pod people
mm-hmm.
are a very precise breed, and they're always whipping and flogging other people, telling other people they represent the interests of the state. They're basically through and through politically correct. They lack imagination, they lack heart and warmth and soul, and they just are ruthless. But they're they believe they're always correct, and even when they're wrong, they're correct. That's pod people.
The Super Don loves those people.
Listen, they were very entertaining for a while because it was beyond belief how these people, as you were saying, Celia, if they're right, they're right. If they're wrong, they're right. And the reason why is because they've written all the damn rules and they've set the terms of every debate. And so there's no way for them to be wrong. And they love that. They have this need to be right and smarter than you and higher than you, and they can talk down at you, and they have this like this hole that they're trying to fill with this, look at me, I'm big and important, smart, and I am the authority on everything. After a while, though, I got bored with it. Mm-hmm. Because they're so transparent, and it's so easy to pick these people apart, but you can't really pick them apart because you're wrong when you do.
Well, so,
and so
the,
it's
so
kind of, it's an exercise in futility. Really.
Yeah, the best way to engage them is not to engage them. It's just to ridicule them.
Pretty much, pretty much. And everybody warned me about that, and I wouldn't listen until I had to find out for myself.
You had to find out how much of a closed mind it really is in the media at that level. So, Celia,
well,
I'm encouraged.
Well,
I'm encouraged overall because of what's happening with the Vax, the movie, and the fact that people are saying, come see this movie with me. Go see this movie. And it's giving a real face to this thing that's beyond the ability to deny the reality of it.
Yeah, we talk about grassroots. You know, this is it everything about it. I was there all weekend, and I saw at least three Q&A sessions. And I have put one video up at the Truth Barrier in the same article we're talking about. And I have shot more video. I'm going to keep uploading it so that you can see and feel the explosive passion in the room, the cheering, standing ovations, people crying. And there was a moment that luckily I caught on film the first time. I think this repeated itself a couple of times. Del Bigtree, producer, said, could everybody in this room who has an autistic child please stand up? And my God, most of the room stood up. And he said, can we turn the cameras around, please? You know, and wow. And he said, well, this film is for you. Mm-hmm. And that is the thing I have to remind myself, that we are these lords and pod people and toad people and whatever they are all over the media. Mm-hmm. I don't know how any of them could see that movie and go back and wrote that direct that they wrote. I just do not understand. They must be, frankly, sociopaths not to be moved by this film.
Well, and the good news is, too, the Manhattan Film Festival, I believe, picked it up. There are other film festivals in Ocala picked it up. There are other movie theaters coming to pick it up. I mean, Cinema Libre is thrilled what's happening here, despite what's being written about it in the Forbes and New York Times, where they're saying, oh, it's not doing, it's tanking. It's not true. The people want and need to see this film, and there will be more to come after the fact. And you have been tenacious as anybody, even though you've been having to deal with so much that people don't even realize if they've not been there where you have. And my heart, you know, always goes out to you, Celia, and I appreciate you so much. You continue to write excellently, and I look forward to your next From Truth Barrier.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you.
Awesome, awesome. Always great to have you on board. Celia Farber, check her out, truthbarrier.com. When we come back, we've got a study talking about the risk for teens whose parents took antidepressants, also some vitamin D updates, and a sunshine moment of duh. You can't miss, unless you're wearing shades. Take the shades off. Get some sunlight. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town. And that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. Buysellmakeoffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of the show live, call me now. Otherwise, leave a message. Any time of the day or night, we'll get back to you or play it on the air if you'd like. Also, you can leave questions and comments at robertscottbell.com. And appreciate Celia Farber jumping on with almost no notice. She's terrific. Vitamin D. We're going to get to that in a moment. In fact, I want to preview tomorrow already because I'm excited. Obviously, we go outside the box every hump day, and I've coordinated because it's a travel day for me. A full-on interview with Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, Nature of Healing. And she wrote an article about 12 steps to heal. It's amazing. You're going to hear an entire – I'm just excited about that. In fact, I'm going to go in the garden. You guys listen to tomorrow's show right now.
Nice. Okay.
Nice. Okay, Super Don, just waiting to see if you're listening. Are you paying attention? No, we still have a show to do today.
I'm like, oh, God. Like, unmute the microphone.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that's part of the discussion, but we do have some vitamin D stories. But first and foremost, the depression. It's perfectly reasonable to be depressed when you look at what the mainstream media has done and continues to do to attack the, you know, basically the families, the moms and the dads who have lost children to the vaccine wars. It's just disgusting. It's horrible. And you look at it and you say, oh, the humanity or the lack thereof. And then you add to the mix, well, you know what? You're depressed. You might even have a reason to be depressed, but don't be depressed. Take this drug. Take this drug. And, of course, we go into the field of psychiatry, and we've covered it for many, many times over the years. We have, of course, Peter Bregan was on. More recently, what's the name of the wonderful doctor we just had on? She's got her new book out, and she was absolutely terrific in talking about, as a doctor of medicine, but in the psychiatry field, to non-drug approaches to depression. And it's just so amazing how much information is out there, but none of it really promoted through mainstream media because the media is there to attack it. In fact, her book was blacklisted. She couldn't get on mainstream media to talk about it because it wasn't a drug-focused or a drug-centric approach. Now we've got another series of studies coming out that say adolescents whose mothers took antidepressants while pregnant with them are not one, not two, not three, but four times as likely to become depressed by age 15. These are the kind of stories that, you know, you want to pull your hair out and say, but the FDA says it's okay. The FDA approved it. The psychiatrists say you're suffering from a lack of selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs. What's the problem here?
How ironic is it that the mother takes an antidepressant and it causes her child to become depressed? Right?
Yeah, so it's hello. It was published in the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. They give these drugs to women who are pregnant, and then they're freaking out. Oh, don't give any mom to be a supplement, a dietary supplement. They're giving them drugs for which there is no basis for utilization, at least not on a basis that you can quantify chemically. No blood test, no urine test, no saliva test. There's no fecal test to go to talk about poop, because we're going to talk about poop a little later, because we got to, because Super Don's producing. And by the way, you did enjoy the coffee enema discussion with Liam Sheff yesterday?
I was laughing out loud several times there.
It was a good thing you weren't doing a coffee enema during listening to that, because you wouldn't have held on to anything. It would have been gone and out.
Yeah, good stuff. Oh, yeah, looking forward to talking to Liam again about that. That was.
I'm sure there'll be some good follow-up there, maybe when I'm gone, out of town or something. But listen, this SSRI story and other antidepressant story, that's maddening. We're going to give it to, you know, but the good news is, hey, it didn't increase the risk for autism, ADHD, or anxiety. Just depression. Quadruple the rate of depression, as according to the study. So maybe the FDA could say it's still okay because at least it doesn't do all of those things, too. Right. Of course, if it did cause autism, they would deny it along with their denial of the vaccine link, because, of course, that is their sacrament in their church, the church they go to, and many political leftists go to as well, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. All right. You want to tell I don't do a lot of vitamin D stories. You know that, because I am not one that advocates a lot of vitamin D supplementation. But there are studies out there that do acknowledge it does play some kind of role, some kind of benefit. And vitamin D, of course, I would urge you to get it from the sun. This article out of the BBC says you can heal your damaged heart with vitamin D. Heal your damaged heart. And I don't think it's talking necessarily about heartbreak, although I could say legitimately maybe it is related to healing that kind of broken heart. Because if you go out into the sun, I don't know about you, Super D, but I feel, and you know, of course, you are super vitamin D now, that you feel better. You feel uplifted. You feel happier. At least I do when I'm in the sun. I just like I'm not say giddy, but sometimes I'm like, yes, if it's been a while. I don't know how people live in the Pacific Northwest like you used to. Not so much sun, not enough sun in my opinion. But when you get out in it, you feel better. And so it makes for a happy heart. But this said a trial of 163 heart failure patients found supplementing the vitamin was helpful and improved their ability to pump blood around their body. How interesting. However, it is a hormone. It is a complex series of molecules. It's not just this. It's not like vitamin C. It's not water soluble. That's why I don't advocate high dose administrations like some. And I understand why some people do it. And if they get good results, great. Just pay careful attention to the amount you're doing. If you can, preferably get it from your food, and certainly never from the D2, the synthetic form. Very important to do. There's another story about suntanning. Did I tell the story on the air? I don't even remember yet that I was out in the sun a couple of days ago doing a lot of planting, a lot of spring planting. And I was out a little bit too long. Did I tell that story on the air? I just don't remember.
No, I don't. Something. Does not ring a bell.
Okay. All right. So I did. I got a little bit of a burn. It wasn't a blistery burn, but it was like, okay, you should know better. You know, right? Okay, but come on. It's springtime. We run out. We forget a little bit. Come on. Give me some amnesia a little bit. Maybe it's the CBD. I don't know. But okay, I got a little red. But what did I do? Sprayed it with silver hydrosol. Put on a little aloe. And it's turning into a nice tan. Not bubbly. Not peeling and all of that. This story is interesting because it says tanning may limit skin's ability to produce vitamin D. And we talked about this off the air. I don't even remember what I said, but I jumped on it immediately. I said, of course that's the case, but this is why. Am I remembering? See, I don't even know what I said on the air or off the air, Super D. You got to help me here.
That was before the show was when we earlier, were talking okay. about that with Captain Morgan. Yeah.
See, I'm always on the show, I guess. That's it. Unless I'm not.
You know, we ought to record those conversations because we have some good
There's some good ones. We love getting Captain Morgan on. I asked her if she wanted to come on tonight. She's like, no, I'll wait for maybe Friday. Like, she likes Freshman Friday to do that stuff. But anyway, it says tan skin may provide some protection against the sun's harmful UV rays. Of course, they always have to say it. Or harmful. Never beneficial. But this increase in pigment blocks vitamin D synthesis and limits the skin's ability to produce vitamin D, according to researchers in Brazil. Well, to me, that's a moment of duh. Do you understand why people have extra melanin, extra pigment? Because they were designed to be in the sun a lot longer so that they would have that UV protection to withstand that extra sun exposure. And, of course, there would be a feedback loop within the body, a mechanism to say, okay, you've got enough vitamin D now. Let's not produce as much so prolifically. Could there be ever a positing from these so-called scientists to say, you know what, I wonder if creation in its infinite wisdom figured out a way to not overproduce vitamin D in the body if you get enough or adequate sunshine? And it turns out, yes, once you've got enough, the body doesn't produce as much. But then they go, well, we measured it in the blood and it certainly wasn't high there. Well, do you think that it could be elsewhere in the body? Could it be sitting there in the fat cells? Could it be in the skin? Or could it be that some of the folks that weren't producing as much vitamin D were elderly folks? And in fact, they acknowledge that. And the question I have for them is, how many of them are on cholesterol-lowering medications? That's right, statin drugs. Which do what, Robert? Go ahead, ask me. I wasn't rhetorical, Super Don.
Oh, you want me to ask? I didn't realize you were speaking. What do the statins do, Robert?
Okay, they reduce cholesterol levels in the body. Guess what? Cholesterol is critical and plays a vital role also in vitamin D production. Not to mention a lot of endocrine function, hormones, estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. And remember, vitamin D is actually a hormone. This is the kind of thing that, you know, drives me batty. I'm Batman. No, I'm not. But you know what I'm saying? I'm watching these stories. I'm going, how come they can't figure this out? I'm just a humble homeopath with a bad attitude with a radio show. and I can figure it out. It's not that difficult, is it? Maybe I'm just lost in the morass here to think that it should be so simple to see through this and see that the majesty of creation has figured this thing out and the stupid people, scientists, can't figure it out. I don't want to pull my hair out before I go to Canada. I need it to keep my head warm. It's going to be cold up there.
Oh.
But I am getting as much
vitamin D. Was that a segue into a balding story or something?
No, but, you know, I'm hoping that... Oh. I met an Ayurvedic guy in Canada about, I don't know, 8 years ago that introduced me to that Ayurvedic hair tonic.
And oh.
I think it's kept me from going totally gray. That's just my feeling.
You use Ayurvedic hair tonic?
I've told you that before. It's like this oily Ayurvedic formula.
I didn't know anything about
that. Just a little bit on the sides. It was going gray. I'm putting it on there. I'm like, maybe that explains everything, right?
Huh.
But maybe they'll be up there again. It was a nice family, nice couple, nice elderly couple from India. Maybe I'll see them. That would be awesome. But I hope to see you in Canada. I know I'll see TMB there. Well, not you. You gotta keep eating your Cajun food and staying fat and happy.
See, I don't know when you're being rhetorical and when you're not. Make up your mind, damn it.
I'm putting you to the test, Super D. I am. Well, it was a vitamin D story. All right, virtual doctor visits for emergency care. Are they appropriate? Ever? We're going to find out after the break. Don't break your ankle on the break.
Me?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, a shout out to Rocky Stucci. Did I say that right? Rocky Stucci?
Yep. Yeah, Super Don, you hooked me up with his show. He was great. He and Scotty Roberts interviewed me the other day, and it was really hard hitting on some vaccine issues, even cancer issues. I think they made a podcast of it, so maybe we could spread that out for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. If you want to hear me on another show, because I'm different on other shows, because I'm going where they want me to go. And they ask me some stuff, and I direct it, and I don't hold back. So I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, he's a good guy. A good guy. He calls himself the emotional meatball.
The emotional meatball.
He is. I mean, the guy has got a huge heart. He's out there helping kids. He's big into helping kids out with the bullying situation. He speaks at the schools. He speaks at addiction and recovery centers and stuff. So he's a good guy.
Dude, if I'd have known that, I'd have been nice to him when I was on the air. Jeez.
Yeah, I heard it. You were nice.
Oh yeah. Hey, by the way, my daughter's school, they went for a walk down to the lake the other day, the whole class, and she reported to me. She said, "Daddy, I saw 3 gators." And we saw they even saw an alligator gar or something like that, and bunches of stuff. I'm like, don't go swimming, honey. And then I see this picture. This isn't in the notes. I don't know if we should add it, but possibly the largest alligator ever caught in Okeechobee, Florida, just under 15 feet. And we know a lot of these things are Photoshopped. This one might be real. It's put out by a mainstream news source, so you know it's not fake. ABC News in Tampa, evidently. But, yeah, look at that. That's like Crocodile Dundee territory in Australia.
Dude, if you look at this, they took a picture. There's a little kid standing next to this alligator.
Yeah.
But you see at the top there, see the alligator's head?
Yep.
From the tip of its, whatever you call it, the snout, okay, the mouth?
Yep.
The alligator's head is as tall as the little kid.
Yeah, exactly. The head alone, yeah.
Holy cow, this thing's huge.
Now, he's posing under a tractor. Now, let's just say, this gator is done. It's dead. But let's just say this gator fell on him and broke his ankle. And I don't say that to be mean. I'm just saying, just what if?
if that alligator fell on that kid and broke his ankle, that kid would be lucky.
No, I'm trying to be an optimist here. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
And I bring it up because our final story of this hour, we've got lots more to go, but a final story of this hour talks about virtual doctor visits. how it might not be the best thing for urgent care, right? You're calling your doctor up on Skype. Doc, look at my ankle. It's flapping around here. I think it might be broken. What is the doctor going to say? A virtual visit. Yeah, that looks like it's pretty broken. Doc, can you set it? No, I can't reach through your computer and set it. I think it's a failure model, this idea of urgent care via Skype. I mean, the only thing you can determine is, like, get to a real center that can set your bone, for instance.
Yeah, it is a kind of a silly story. Listen, I can understand the efficiency of using a virtual doctor. Mm-hmm. Also, it allows a doctor to be able to treat more patients, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, they have to be things that are relative to being talked to on a computer screen versus something that needs to be dealt with that's an emergency. An urgent care clinic generally means something that's urgent. It's not, hey, I have a headache or, you know, I'm constipated.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. You're right. You know, and they could sort them out, but I think that what they need to have is at the urgent care clinic, like in the intake place, they could do virtual visits in the intake room to go, this person's not in urgent care, right? Send them home or, you know, whatever, these doc-in-the-box places.
I don't know. Listen, I think, you know, listen, we are becoming way too damn, mm-hmm. you know, reliant on technology. I mean, it's like, this is the reason why, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. If you're talking about medicine mm-hmm. or relationships or music or radio or whatever, yeah. the human element is just slowly but surely being eliminated from all of these things that we interact with during the day, or we used to anyway.
Yeah.
And so things are just getting lost in translation now.
The unintended consequence, by the way, of minimum wage elevation to $15 an hour is that they basically just computerize the order takers and the hamburger flippers. There's going to be robots in the first
year. It is literally coming. I see stories about this all the time.
Yeah. Well, we're going to come back, and the robot Scott Bell will be here, and robot Super...
Would you like to play a game?
Where's Watson when we need him? All right. The case against low-fat milk, is it still a case? We got that. We've got Zika vaccine news, questions of the day, and more. Your question, too, if you want to call in. But we'll be back after the news. In the meantime, tell your friends the God's honest truth. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.